So if you're like me, you probably have a busy life. You probably spend your day doing all kinds of things, and sometimes it feels just a little bit hectic. And that's the first word I want to teach you today in this English lesson about having a busy life. When you use the word hectic, when you say your day is hectic, it means it's filled with all kinds of activities, and you don't really feel like you have enough time for each of them. So let's do this English lesson about a busy day. That's your first word, the word hectic. The second word I want to teach you today is the word rushed. When you describe your day as being rushed, when you say, "All day long today I was rushed," it simply means that you were really, really busy. It means that when you finished one thing, you immediately started the next thing. And the entire time, maybe you felt a little bit stressed. So in English, when you say, "I feel rushed," or "Yesterday I felt rushed," it simply means you had so many things to do, you were just busy for every minute and every second of the day. Sometimes when you're busy, things are very frenetic. When we use the word frenetic, it means everything's busy in a kind of a fast-paced kind of way. Everyone at work maybe is working at a frenetic pace. It just means everyone's working quickly. No one is sitting down. Everyone is doing their job as quickly as possible. And it might even be a little bit confusing. I try to avoid frenetic situations. When things are frenetic, I get kind of confused and I start to make mistakes. I usually like to work at a good, steady pace. When things get frenetic, I usually stop, take a step back, try to slow down and think clearly, and do everything in a very logical and methodical way. So when things are frenetic, it's a little bit confusing. It's very fast-paced, and you should try to avoid it. Sometimes when you're really busy, you start to feel frantic. When you are feeling frantic, it means that you're kind of stressed and worried, and you're doing things quickly without thinking clearly. When you are frantic, it means you don't stop and think logically or in a methodical way. You do things just because you want to get them done. When I am feeling frantic, that is not a good mood for me to be in, but it often happens when I'm really, really busy. So frantic, doing something quickly, not thinking clearly, not doing things in a way where you will get a good result, but you're at least getting the job done. Now, sometimes things are really busy and it's just very chaotic. I love this word. It's from the word chaos. When things are chaotic, it means there's no logic, there's no organization. Things are kind of happening very quickly and maybe you don't have very much control. This sometimes happens in my classroom. It can get very chaotic. I walk in and students are throwing papers around. That never actually happens. But anyways, imagine a classroom with no teacher. It would be very, very chaotic. It would lack organization and all kinds of things would be happening that shouldn't be happening. So a general term when things are really busy in your life and things aren't going extremely well is to just use the word crazy. I had a crazy day today. Yesterday, I had a crazy day. This kind of means all of the things that all the other words have meant. When you say something is crazy, it means you didn't have much control. Things were maybe happening at a really fast pace, and you would just say it was crazy or it is crazy. I had a few days like this lately. Thankfully, my life has slowed down a little bit now, but a couple weeks ago, things were crazy. They were kind of out of my control and happening quickly, and I didn't have a lot of control over the situation. So, crazy, when things are just going, I guess, at their own pace, instead of the pace you want them to go at. Sometimes we will describe a busy person using the word harried. And I kind of like this word. It's like the name Harry, but I don't think they're related at all. When you say someone is harried, it means they're under a lot of stress. It means maybe their hair's messed up because they've been walking around and working so hard that they just look a little bit disorganized. They look like they are extremely stressed and not getting a lot done when they should be. They look harried. This is a very common phrase used to describe a teacher right around the end of the school year. I'm sure we all look very harried. When I am at the end of the school year, my hair is usually too long and I haven't shaved my beard and I look a little unkempt. There's a good word too. But I'm probably very stressed. I can't get all the work done that I need to get done. I'm certainly feeling harried. Another way to describe an incredibly busy day is to use the word intense. Yesterday, I had a very intense day at work. tomorrow I'm going to have a very intense day at work. Maybe there's going to be lots of meetings. Actually, I don't. Those are just examples. Work is actually very good right now. I'm not feeling like work is intense at all. But if you describe school as intense, maybe you're a student, or work as intense, it means there's a lot of expectations. There's a lot of things to do, and you feel very, very busy. Another word we use when we are very, very busy and we have too much to do is the word overwhelming. When you say school is overwhelming or work is overwhelming, it means the things that you need to do kind of exceed your energy and your time available. They are overwhelming. There's just not enough time or energy for you to get them done, and you're feeling very, very stressed. So if you are in school and it's exam time, it's probably overwhelming. You have to do a lot of studying to prepare. If you're at work and there's a project due, it might be overwhelming. Maybe your boss or manager is trying to get you to work faster and you're feeling a lot of stress because you don't have enough time or energy. And if you're really busy at work or school, you might be working at a feverish pace. Now, a fever is when you're sick and your body is warmer than it's supposed to be. But when you work really hard, sometimes you get warm as well because you're walking around and running around so much, or maybe just thinking so hard. So we have the English phrase, at a feverish pace. When you are working at a feverish pace, you are working every minute and every second on whatever job you are doing, and it's probably a bit stressful, and maybe it's making you feel a little bit warm because your brain is overheating. Well, hey, thank you so much for watching this English lesson about being busy. I hope you learned some new words that you can use in your next English conversation, and I hope you're not too busy. If you're wondering where the idea for this lesson came from, I just spent a couple weeks being really busy. Thankfully, now I'm a bit less busy, and it's definitely more enjoyable. Anyways, thanks for watching. If this is your first time here, don't forget to click that red subscribe button, give me a thumbs up, leave a comment below, and I'll see you next week with another English lesson. Bye.